So a few months ago, I went to the state competition and blew it out of the water pretty much. And then I had the opportunity to go to Atlanta this last week and honestly surprised myself and did a lot better than I was expected to. But, you know, I pretty much went in there thinking whatever happened, happened, and did my best, and it went great and got second place. So got to come home with a bunch of tools, some cash. And it was a great experience.
So what kind of tools and how much cash did you take home?
At the end of it was about $2,000 worth of various tools, some power tools from DeWalt, Milwaukee, and then some various hand tools as well. And then I got about $2,200 in checks for grants, but I could use it for whatever I want. I didn't have to use it for school or anything like that. So it'll end up going right back into my business.
That's awesome. Just go back to the state competition first before we talk more about the nationals. Based on what I heard, you were given a task at that competition and you were given a certain amount of time to build something and you did it pretty much in half the time. Is that right?
Yeah. So I was given about 4 hours to complete the task and took me about a little under 2 hours. And, you know, it was a good feeling. A little nerve-wracking that I was done that quick, just looking around, seeing everyone keep working and stuff. But, I ended up pretty much killing it. So worked out good.
And then to the national competition, they gave you, I guess, a bigger amount of time to complete the tasks. What exactly did they have you do at the national competition in Atlanta?
So they gave us about 8 hours to complete the project. And it actually ended up being a little bit too big of a project. And nobody out of the 50 or 49 competitors ended up completing it in the 8 hours. A couple people got closer than others, but nobody actually finished it. And then we basically built, the best way to explain it would be a little doghouse kind of, it's just a model of a lot of different things. It was a lean-to roof with hand-cut rafters and then a dormer coming out of it. And yeah, there's a little bit of steel studs and they just want to test basically everything, you know, a little bit of everything. So it was a good project for that.
And how'd you feel when you were there in Atlanta? Did you feel nervous, excited, maybe both? I mean, what was your mood going into it and throughout?
Towards the start, one thing they do is on the plans they give you, they really don't give you very much clarification on measurements. You have to kind of figure it out as you go. And a lot of people read things wrong, made a few mistakes off the start on the size of the wall right away. And I ended up making a small mistake too and had to take something apart and fix it. So I was definitely a little nervous after that, but I caught back up and got pretty close to finishing towards the end. So I felt pretty good about it. And the next day, you know, I found out I got top three and then found out I got second. So it was pretty nice.
Just talk about your background, because your instructor basically said to me that he actually learned a lot from you instead of him teaching you what to do. So how did you get into this? Talk about your childhood and your upbringing as far as honing your skills to that level that you brought so much to the table when you went to Davies and got it to this point.
Yeah, so I've really been in love with the trades and construction for forever. I mean, as a kid, instead of watching cartoons and stuff like that, I watched a lot of Homes on Homes and the HGTV channel and stuff, and really fell in love with it. And then I couldn't wait to get a job. So I think it was seventh grade. I started working for a landscaping contractor that did a lot of concrete too. So I worked there for a summer, couldn't even drive yet. So I got a lot of experience in the concrete side of things and landscaping. And then I kind of shifted towards home building and stuff. So I worked for a siding contractor for a summer, learned a lot of the ins and outs of that. And I liked it, but it wasn't really my thing. And then last two or so years, I've been working for a framing contractor, building custom homes. And that's kind of really where I clicked and found where I wanted to do. So yeah, I had a lot of great people teach me a lot of things. Yeah, overall, a lot of support there.
Now let's talk about the present and the future, because you have graduated from high school. You're now into your summer and looking forward to your career. Talk about what's ahead this summer and also with your own business, because now you're in the real world, basically, and you're trying to get something started. So talk more about that, about the plans for now and going forward.
So I started my business about a year ago. Legally, I started as soon as I was 18. I got my LLC and my contractor's license. I'm licensed in North Dakota, insured too. And I started off doing a lot of smaller things, sheds, custom sheds, smaller projects like that. And then started getting onto some bigger things, bidding garages and stuff like that. I'm actually on site right now, but I'm working on a three seasons addition to a home just outside of Castleton. So it's been nice. People giving me opportunities to show off what I can do, and it's been going good. And actually in the fall, I'm starting on my first house. So it's taken off pretty quick here.
That's fantastic. Do you have a name for your business? Is it just a kind of a word of mouth type of thing for now?
Yep. No, it's Harter Construction, H-A-R-T-E-R. I specialize in, residential construction, detached garage, attached garage, getting into houses, additions, remodels, decks, stuff like that. I can do a lot of anything. So,
and what, any contact info that people can reach at?
Anyone listening, feel free to give me a call or check me out. You can search my name on Google, Harter Construction. Again, it's 701-212-7200. Anything residential, yeah, I can do a lot. So feel free to check me out. Give me a call for a quote. All my contact is on Google Business Profile. So if you search my business, everything will show up, but it's
great. And lastly, just again, talk about how do you feel about everything? Has it given you a real boost of confidence, perhaps, as far as getting into your career as it's just budding?
Yeah, I mean, starting off with the whole skills competition thing, I almost didn't do it at all because I just didn't feel the need to. I already kind of knew what I wanted to do. And even though staying very confident with that and knowing that I'm capable of a lot of things, keeping a level head on my shoulders. But yeah, it's definitely a confidence boost knowing that I'm up there, and even with a better day could have taken first. So it was a great experience, gave me a lot of confidence, and it also is a great experience and opportunity to get my name out there too. So overall, it was great.